Ah, good morning, madame. Welcome to the Android Arcade. Don't be overwhelmed by the vast array of robotic hardware. It's all quite simple. Will it be sales, service or parts you require? Sales, please. New or used? New, thank you. Do you have anything in mind? Anything particular or peculiar? Well, I was thinking more of a pick and mix approach. Bespoke. Sort of made-to-measure machine. Pinch of everything. I see here. A bespoke biogenetic mix. Well, of course, we can design something. It takes a little time. Let's see if I can profile you a little more. What sort of thing would suit or tickle your fancy? Well, I was thinking of a pinch of everything thrown into the mix. But unique. A very unique droid. Fully automated, semi-synthetic, transhuman, hybrid, self-sterilizing personal package, emotional comms pack. Oh, listen, before we go through the entire sermon of a salesman, I'm chipped up, fully loaded. I've been A to Z scanned by your senses and synchronized. Sort of profit profiled and fiscal face valued since I arrived. Very nice to be wanted and loved. I feel like a microwave chicken at a checkout. It's just scanning for mainly inventory shrink. Backscatter, skin scanners, that sort of thing. Yes, as I said, nice to be loved. Still, it killed the scabies and the mites. Mites? Mites? What are mites, madame? Oh, mates to you with financial woes, a little before your magnetic sense of humour. I see. I see also through this scanning and infrared X-ray that you're still carrying a triple S neuron pacemaker inside your cranium, shallow sensory stimulation. Have you ever thought of going maybe for an upgrade on a triple N nano neuron navigation to match the droid hardware? No. Mainly, why not? Well, mainly because I don't want you or any of the androids reading my mind constantly. You shouldn't worry about tech telepathy. It's not to be feared. It's quite a wonderful innovation. I mean, brainwave interface. It saves so much time telling droids what to do. Your thought process, they just move to your whims and desires. Even dreams. Yes, until obviously you have some sort of nightmare, and then the shrink police come in and strap you down and give you a full ESP reset. I see. Do you think that? Well, what happens if your computer catches chlamydia? Oh, I don't think that happens. Usually it's followed by a complete BCI brainwash. Then they start all over again from a flat factory reset. No, there's nothing. BCI brain boxes are flawless these days. Well, try telling that to a friend of mine. Her cranium computer's caught the clap. They've had to reset it and upgrade it. They can't stop her sneezing in mid-sentence. Oh, well, that's probably the brain tissue scarring, madame, not the BCI box. Look, tagging nanobots onto neurons and giving instant ESP is a wonderful thought. But let's say that is where original thought ends of any kind. I can see we've got a bit of a Cyberstein with you. Do you know, what sort of droid you may want? Do you know, when all this tech started decades and decades and decades ago, I used to be such a Facebook philosopher, head in the computer cloud. Now I hate all this new wave thought business. Have your brain waves red at every moment. Oh dear. Have you considered maybe just going for a simpler ultrasound infrared approach with X-ray? Yes, I don't bother with that either. I switched it all off. It's like having some sort of snake bat in the room that tracks you through walls at every moment. It watches your organs moving. Very unnerving. Well, it's just for health reasons. It keeps you steadily alive. They monitor you. My 5D mirror scanner told me this morning that I'd swallowed my wedding ring. It was still in my colon. There's something to worry about, isn't it? It turned out, obviously, after an examination, that it was just an amalgam a sort of a amalgam filling. Nothing to worry about too much at all. Plus all this clavication, cleaning, internal bubble cleansing that these droids put you through. And for heaven's sake, my bladder feels as though it's caught the bends. Look, I want something real, not bionic. Something with a flesh and blood feel. Something I have a laugh and a joke and even share. Perhaps a gin and tonic? What about the new range in predictable profiling with the random range, free-range capability? Oh, that's just what I need, isn't it? A couple hundred pounds of droid free-falling from the fridge after profiling my cat. Well, let's face it, you're not supposed to put them into random profiling around any pets, and just around humans, that's all. And the... Well, anyway, let's move on. What sort of model do you have at the moment? Anything at all? Yes, it's an oldish thing. It's a Mattel Easy Rider 92 Deluxe. Good God, that's ancient. So I wonder if it's still working. That could be collectible, have you? Have you thought of maybe having one for pleasure and one for domesticity? What do you mean? Why? Well, we found that, sentimental attachment can quickly be formed after familiar profiling is achieved. Usually clients become very infatuated with the new droids, and they treat them as equals, almost as demi-droids. People are entering into, shall we say, many, many nocturnal pursuits. Meaning? Well, not to be too coy, the human carnal desire, especially after, intoxication, especially other sorts of stimulants. A lot of androids are feeling quite violated. It takes many, many resets and memory wipes to try and stabilise them. They're so sensitive now, you see. Droid depression is on the up and up. You constantly have to sort of, update them. Let's not mix the two pursuits, eh? Or the two perversions together. Best thing. But yes, better that way. On long term, it saves on a lot of warranty work, madame, and upgrades, and heaven forbid that dreadful factory reset. Nothing worse than years of trending and training to have the android wiped clean, total amnesia. Well, at my age, I can assure you, I shan't be raping any robots or degrading any droids. It's because we've made them so sensitive, you see. In all areas, the humans want drama from their droids. And a lot of them are just breaking down with trauma. You don't sound much like the usual salesman. Well, madame, if we program, maybe... and personally profile you, it'll save on all this trending and training. What is your cloud code, please? Listen, I don't want the thing initially programmed to my profiles. I can get an upgrade for my Mattel 92 if I want to do that. No, I want something extremely special, something made to measure. I'm sick of this sort of standardization fits all. I don't want some sort of slave droid. I want interaction. You see, not an appliance of compliance. A real type of relationship. Give and take and all that. Even, heaven forbid, an argument. So you don't want any data at all in this. But it will take forever to trend and train it. Well, I want it to have much more of... intuitive and interaction, not just copy my traits and expand on my personality. I need an android with some attitude. I see. I think you better talk to our specialist department. But first, the cloud number? No number. I'm not having it built. I'm not having it cloned. I want it from a flat zero start, a newborn, not a cloud system that I can train from scratch. I don't want a clone. Some sort of baby bot? No. A new type of droid. Void of any human association. Madame, it sounds extremely dangerous to me. You know, you're going to end up with some sort of Maverick Meccano set. That is exactly what I want. Some sort of danger inside my droid. Well, you do realise that building a replicant without any restraint is totally outlawed. Sort of Frankenstein fabrications are against the law. Oh, give it up. I've got a vacuum cleaner that someone's chipped up that speaks 20 languages, for heaven's sake, which is 18 more than myself. My fridge has also been hijacked by my godchildren, and they now have it quoting Freud to me. It won't open without me having 20 questions in the morning. Well, you know, it's highly regular chipping of PCUs and that sort of thing, you know, and pimping the things from the standard programs. Rubbish. I haven't won a game of chess against my cat for about 5 years. The only thing dimmer in my space than me is my light switch. Shallow brain stimulations for any pets are totally, totally outlawed. That's why most of my neighbours allow them to drive or fly home, whilst they're out of their minds on drink. Oh, come on, the kids have all wired up theirs. Surely you guys can give me something of a little creative construction, for heaven's sake. Well, I suppose come through, we'll show you some of our real specialist work. See what you think. These are what I call my children of self-perpetuating prophecy. Sounds very macabre. Well, they predict and implement their own futures. They're not based on any human likeness or association. They are, shall we say, very, very unique droids. They're not synthetically servile. And they're totally independent. 9 degrees of separation from freedom, of course. More freedom than we've got. Well, what do they do? Well, they sort of build themselves and keep self-replicating and mutating in molecules, you know, and similar to the DNA, only, of course, they're much more so. I mean, the DNA is a miracle, but these are one step further and beyond. I see. But, you know, the biological DNA is still totally in advance. Or we thought. These have shown self-capability of even faster mutation. They take faster than even a 5D copying machine, printing machine. So cut the jargon. How are they going to integrate and change my life? Well, they're not really going to do that. I thought you wanted something that was separate from yourself. These are nuclear isomerization. What is, without the polysyllabic sentencing, please, what does it mean? Well, they replicate from your DNA melt, from anybody else who's close by, and of course they borrow from alive or dead DNA, and then they improve upon that infinitum. They keep on changing. Similar to what a normal human being would do in a young child. It simulates and mutates. I see. Next, you'll be telling me that it's got the spirit of Zen within. Well, almost really does. When you switch them on, when I switch this into life and bring it to life, you'll see that they are not the dead, void droid. They do really have a spirit within. Oh, what a crock of shite. Next thing, you'll be telling me that you're a guru with a juju stick. A magical juju stick. Well, stay with me. Watch. DNA dead or alive, remember. They have this spatial spore capability to scent the anything with a Martian miasma. I've seen this before with the debt spectras. They sort of scent you down anywhere and detect your carbon decay. Is that what you're talking about? I really do truly hate those things. Yes, it has that capability to pick up the DNA that it needs. And also, well, we'll see. And can they predict my death, as many new droids are seemingly capable of doing. Well, I don't know about that. I can assure you that it's not in our prototypes anyway. Anyway, shall we turn one of them on and see what you think? Yes. It's not going to be one of these. How much do they weigh, by the way? Why? Well, what weight are they, roughly? Well, they're about 250 pounds. Why do you ask? Well, only that a dear friend of mine, when he had his recently bought a droid, it was in free random mode. Unfortunately, he was killed by the thing. He was trying to get it upstairs on a Stenner stairlift, and unfortunately it fell off and came crashing down on top of him. Killed by his own sex toy. No, it'll not be doing that, unless, of course, you require it to do so. So when you say that it has a Zen spirit within, what do you mean? Well, is it similar to a clone? They say most sort of clones have the total instincts intact of their DNA donor. Is that what you mean? Little more than that. It's, shall we say, it carries your energy ray reflection, as it be. Energy ray reflection? What do you mean? What, am I going to be carrying around some sort of pet soul? Does it come with a cage? It is the cage, madame. What do you... It is the cage. Well, it's sort of the soul cage. It carries everything within, I see. This sounds serious stuff. And it borrows everything, all the essence from everywhere. It becomes almost like having a identical twin. Synthetic, of course. Oh, it's absolute piffle. Well, put it on. Let's see what it's like at working, shall we? Well, there it is. There's your sibling. When it comes to life, you'll see, obviously, of course, it's like having your first doll when you're a little child, isn't it? It's like awakening Ciri or one of those ancient... I like it. It's almost like the birth of a child, isn't it? Oh, I do. And you say it keeps constantly changing. Yes. Past and present and future. Yes. My very own twin sister. I didn't really want a clone, but now, looking at this, it is most marvellously alive. It does look as though it has a soul inside. Yes. And it obviously, it keeps on and on. It's a perpetual continuum of almost immortality. A perpetual immortality. I thought you said that you'd replicated me and it takes, obviously my DNA melt. Yes, I was going to tell you that it also is a reincarnation of you. I beg your pardon? What sort of reincarnation? Well... identical twin. I'm sorry to tell you, madame, but it is and will become you. You see. Born again. What? Who are you? I'm what's known to you as a soul catcher, madame. We wait at the edge of the black hole for you and your soul. What? I don't understand. Well, you will. It's the infinity, that limitless infinity. I'm dead. Well, there's not really... There's no such thing, really. But you are... shall we say, about to cross. Mm-hmm. Come with us, please, madame. It is your time.